I know that there's a lot of frustration out there, not only from priests and families, but also other sectors who are not open fully. But, you know, we have come a long way, Jim, during this pandemic. You know, we did all these lockdowns to try and help save more lives, and that's really what it's about. And it's not questioning whether they can hold communions and confirmations in a safe space within a church, if the church is large enough and whatever. There's nobody doubting that, but I suppose it is also thinking about when people go to celebrate after it, and, you know, will they have big numbers at home, be it outside or inside, and all of that. And I really think, in my own opinion, that everyone could hold off for another couple of weeks, because we're doing so well with the amount of people that are turning up to our vaccination centres to be vaccinated, that even if we can hold off for another little while and see how it all pans out then. But, you know, this is a split decision as well, Jim. I've spoken to families over the last couple of days. Some are happy to wait, others are not. So it's not, you know, that everybody is in agreement with what the Archbishop is coming out and saying.
Am I right in saying that you then feel that maybe the Archbishops are being a bit unreasonable?
Well, if you want to use the word unreasonable, I think that if all the sectors then decided to say, or had said over the last 18 months, oh, but sure, look, we can open up and we can do what we like, where would we be then? I can tell you, Jim, we'd have lost a lot more loved ones to this pandemic if we all had taken that stance on it. And there's so many families that have lost loved ones and friends and colleagues. You know, nobody wants to see a resurgence or another lockdown of this with any other variants that's going to come in. But we do have to be able to help and protect each other. And people have to be responsible for themselves and their own actions as well, Jane.